WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're going to close our program on the Motown sound with Martha Reeves, the lead singer of Martha and the Vandellas. Come and Get These Memories was Martha and the Vandellas' first Motown hit. Their other hits included Dancing in the Street, Heat Wave, Jimmy Mack, and Quicksand. I spoke with Martha Reeves in 1994 and asked her about performing in the Motown Road Tours.
You toured during the summer where there was a lot of riots in the North. And in fact, you were performing in Detroit when you had to announce on mic that the city was burning down and people should go home. Do you remember what you were singing, what you said, and how you chose your words?
I was so excited at the Fox Theater to sing Jimmy Mack because that was our next release, our newest song. Just before I was about to sing it, I was summoned from the wings to, come here. And I went over to see what it was and was told, you've got to tell a theater full of enthusiastic fans that the city was under arrest. There was a curfew, and everybody had to get home, and half of it was burning. I don't know what I said, but I did deliver it without having a panic arise. There was no one running from that theater. Everybody literally walked out calmly, and we all got home eventually to our loved ones and homes as the city burned. There were frightening times, and I was thankful when Dancing in the Street came out because it sort of helped get everybody back together in that right frame of mind to party together and forget about all the unrest. It settled things, and everybody finally got it out of their system. The riots did a lot of good. With all the damage, I hope you can understand what I'm saying. It let a lot of people's anger out, and after everything calmed down, we saw that all we did was hurt each other and tear up some property. And we've got to live down here together no matter what it takes. So we might as well get on with life and just dance in the street and party because, hey, baby, we're stuck with one another. Here we are.
Dancing in the Streets is a song about dancing and partying in the streets. Some people really saw it as a song that was associated with the riots, that was almost like a call to riot.
It was after the riots.
The song?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you make of people who saw that
association? That's one of the reasons why I wrote my book. I have to set the record straight. Mm-hmm. I've been accused of being some kind of leader. I wish my followers would get with me because I'm out here on my own.
I'd like you to tell us how you first recorded Dancing in the Streets.
My song, Dancing in the Street, was not mine in the beginning. Marvin Gaye wrote it, along with William Stevenson and Ivy Hunter. Marvin had sang it similar, like, calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat, baby? That's sort of his style, right? Well, it didn't fit me. It wasn't in the right key for me. And I said, well, I don't really like the idea of dancing in the street. But then when I thought about it, I had been to Rio de Janeiro. I had been to New Orleans. I saw people dancing freely in the street and having a real good time. So I said, yeah, I can sing it, but let me sing it my way. The first take, they were amazed. The second take was the one we kept.
Yeah.
Our interview with Martha Reeves was recorded in 1994, and that concludes our Soul Music series.